Blog Talk Radio.
You have reached the relaunch of Team Liberty Radio with your host, the returning, formerly known as pen name Shane DeCross, Shane LaCroix, and Team Liberty Radio is back on the air. And welcome to our first show back after a 2.5 year hiatus. And if you're in the United States, happy 4th of July. This is the beginning of the American Revolution back in 1776. We're glad you're here, and we're still fighting for our freedom that our forefathers gave to us with the signing of that Declaration of Independence so many years ago. Let's keep up the good fight. But with this relaunch, I'll tell you where I've been, what I've been up to. And let's get started help turning this country back around to where it was and designed to be by our forefathers. I'll tell you a little bit about where I've been. I had to take a 2.5 year hiatus due to some legal issues that come about for standing up for our freedoms and liberties. Everything has been resolved and into the past. It is so good to finally be back on the air. I like to thank some friends that stood by me through all this. Our theology correspondent will be coming on at a later date. Pastor Brian Chilton, you check out his show at Redeeming Truth Radio here on Blog Talk. And everybody thought this show was hard-hitting beforehand. Well, you haven't seen nothing yet. I plan to tell you what the problems with going on, but also give you solutions of how to correct them. Some of my show topics in the future is going to cover government and religion, the combination of church and state, why in our Constitution it was decided to separate church and state from each other. That's a slippery slope right there, but I'm going to tackle it. We're going to talk about cancer and the cancer-causing agents of GMOs, which has a subject near and dear to my heart. We're going to talk about living off the land. I'm working, or I should say, in negotiations with a top television personality that may be coming on there to talk with us about self-sustainability and living off the land, which is going to be a very good show. We're going to talk about self-preservation, getting your mind right, your health right, to help defend this great nation from the foreign and domestic occupation. It's just so good to be back on there, everyone. Let's start off with back in July 4th, 1776, our Constitution was started to break freedom away from the aristocrats and tyranny of Great Britain and Lord Cornwallis. Excuse me, not Lord Cornwallis, I apologize, I'm getting my history mixed up. But from the Crown of England. Our forefathers was tired of the tyranny, the overtaxation, without representation, the levies and everything that they was forcing upon us. And basically it's almost the same tyranny that is being pushed on us today by the Supreme Court ruling in favor of gay marriage. I'll be honest, I don't agree with it. As a Christian, it's against God's word, homosexuality, but still care about the people's souls. I don't agree with what they're doing, but I still love the people and hope they come to the light and the truth and change their ways. But that's going to be covered in the government and government religion show coming up in the next couple of weeks. But I want to read to you a story about Patrick Henry and what he said during the March 1775 ride as in a culprit, Virginia, when he was going to a trial. Young Christian attorney Patrick Henry saw why a jury of peers is so vital to freedom. It was March 1775 when he rode into a small town of Culpeper, Virginia. He was totally shocked by what he saw. There in the middle of the town square was a minister tied to a whipping post. His back lay bare and bloody with the bones of his ribs showing. He had been scrogged mercifully like Jesus with whips laced with metal. Patrick Henry is quoted as saying, "When they stopped beating him, I could see the bones of his ribcage. I turned to someone and asked what this man had deserved such a beating as this. The reply given to him was that the man being scrogged was a minister who refused to take a license." Scrogged for refusing to take a license. That was 1775. Sounds like today, turning a right into a privilege. But I digress. He was one of 12 who were locked in a jail because they refused to take a license. A license often becomes arbitrary, controlled by government, makes a crime out of what ordinary would not be a crime. Just like I said, it turns a right into a privilege, just like our government is taking so many of our rights today and making them a privilege. This was the incident that sparked Christian attorney Patrick Henry to write the most famous words, which later became the rallying cry of the Revolutionary War. What is that gentleman wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it. Almighty God, I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. That should be our own rallying cry this day. Getting our independence and freedom back from a tyrannical government that has took them from us. Folks, we have to stand up for our rights, not cower down like a bunch of mice and scurry away. But we all need to stand up. Just a little bit tidbit of information. In 1776, when the colonists decided to stand up to the British government, when we ended the war in 1781, 3% of the American population at that time stood up, fought, or either helped the Patriots win this war for our independence. If 3% stood up today, just imagine how many people that would be. But we need not 3%, not 5%, 10%, 20%, 30% of the people standing up. Shoot, how about 80% standing up, taking a stand, drawing a line in the sand, and saying, no more. Let's get our freedoms and liberties back. But later he made this part of his famous speech at St. John's Episcopal Church in Richmond, Virginia. But that is very true, what he said. Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. Will you join me in that being our rally cry to get back our freedoms that our government, our tyrannical government, has been allowed to take from us? Let's stand up and get back our rights that are so richly ours, that was blood, sweat, and tears of our forefathers. But we just can't sit back and say, let someone else do it. We all need to stand up and fight for our rights that was given to us. Back in 1789, Thomas Jefferson gave us some warnings that we should have heeded, should have listened to. Thomas Jefferson warned that the judiciary, if given too much power, might run our republic and destroy our rights. That was back in 1789, 226 years ago. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. And look now what has happened. It has gone back to that. The warnings that he gave us has come true. The judiciary branch has ruined our republic. Not just making gay marriage right in all 50 states, but taking prayer out of schools. Look at everything that they have done. It's took our rights away. I will say this. Will we stand up? Will we take this challenge to get our nation back? Or will we carry on being sheeple, dumbed down sheeple, and not stand up for our rights? I don't know about you. I'm tired of it. And I like to thank everyone who stood by me. But when this show started, you proved to me that you want to hear a voice of freedom, liberty. Now I'm calling on you to stand up and take our country back. Nonviolence. Vote with your dollars. Buy American-made stuff only. American-made products. Don't buy this Chinese or foreign-made crap that won't last no time. But buy American-owned, American-made products. We have to take a stand. I've made my stand. Will you make yours? I know I'm all over the map here, folks, but it's just so good to be back on the air to relaunch this show. And next week we'll be more back on topic instead all over the board here. But let's draw our line in the sand and take this country back before it's too late. Try not to get all overboard, but we need to look at every election, local, state, federal, and find the candidate that say what we need them to say, that stand by our beliefs. I'll tell you, by looking at these people that are throwing their hat in the ring for the President of the United States, I look at the Republican side, and to me, there's only two candidates worthy of even running for, now this is my opinion, of running for the President of the United States. By the people that keep running, it shows me that the political machine, the global elites that try to run our country, are scared of two candidates. That's why they keep throwing more and more people on the Republican side. The political machine and globalist elites are scared of Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. To me, I take one of them as president. In my opinion, I'll take Rand Paul president and Ted Cruz vice president. The global elites are scared of them. That's why they keep throwing more and more people into the Republican side of it, which either way, it's a one-party, two-party paradigm where you can't tell a Republican from a Democrat, Democrat from a Republican, Republican from a Democrat. But it is imperative that we choose leaders that stand up for what we believe in. In my opinion, and others I have talked to, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz stand for what we believe in and want to put this country back on the right track. Let your voice know what you want. Just don't sit back. Have the gumption and the desire to fight for what is ours. And just go back about the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court does not have the authority to make new laws. That is supposed to be Congress and the Senate. Then the president has the power to write a new law, and if he does write a new law, the Congress and Senate has the power to veto. This is getting ridiculous what we see going on in this country today. That brings me back to another topic of what's going on in this country. Our wonderful, and I use that term sarcastically, government is trying to do race baiting between the type, between all types of people in this country, whites, blacks, Hispanics, Asians. And it is a shame that they are trying to do this. The one that all of them are sad, I'll be honest. Not just one of them, but all of them are sad. That keeps having the police brutality of all these cases. These shootings in South Carolina. And then they're trying to blame it on the Confederate battle flag. That is a shame. The Confederate battle flag is not a flag of the Confederate States of America. The Confederate battle, a popular myth is that the Confederate battle flag represents the Southern nation. That's not true. While the Southern battle flag was carried in the battle, the Southern nation had three different national flags during the course of the war. The first national flag was changed due to its resemblance of the U.S. flag. The second national flag was substantially modified due to similarity of the flag of truce. The third and final national flag was adopted on March 4th, 1865, And what it looks like is the state flag of Mississippi or Alabama. It has, in the left-hand corner, it has the stars and bars. It's white. Then on the very right side has a white bar that runs vertical from top to bottom. The Confederate battle flag was never a national flag of the Confederacy. It was only carried into battle by several armies, such as the Army of Northern Virginia and the Army of Tennessee. It was also used as the naval jack flag by the Confederate Navy. So I hope this clears up that misconception. And there's another one. The Confederate battle flag is known as the Stars and Bars. A common misconception. The first national Confederate flag is correctly known as the Stars and Bars. The Confederate battle flag is known as the Southern Cross. I'm going to clear up some more myths here. The Confederate battle flag this day represents racism in America. That is totally untrue. The Confederate battle flag today finds itself in the center of much controversy and hoopla going on in several states. The cry to take this flag down is unjustified. It is very important to keep in mind that the Confederate battle flag was simply just that, a battle flag. It was never even a national flag. So how could it have flown over a slave nation or represent slavery or racism? This myth is contributed by lack of understanding, lack of education, and ignorance. Those that vilify the Confederate battle flag are just confused about history and will jump on any bandwagon with loose wheels. And everybody wants to talk about the North. The North was the free state, free, wanted freedom. Well, if people go back and study history, they will find out that the U.S. flag flew over a slave nation for more than 85 years. The North tolerates slavery and acknowledged it as a division of labor. The North made a vast fortune off slavery and its commodities. It wasn't until the South decided to leave the Union that the North objected slavery. The North knew it could not survive without Southern money. That is the huge, true definition of hypocrisy. The North had just as many slaves as the South, but they called them a division of labor. And the whole Civil War, our wonderful history books says it was fought over slavery. Untrue. The North fought the war over money, just like the Revolutionary War. Taxation. Plain and simple. When the South started to succeed, Lincoln was asked, why not let the South go in peace? To which he replied, I cannot let them go. Who would pay for the government? Since in total financial ruin for the North, Lincoln waged war on the South. The South fought the war to repel Northern aggression and invasion. Our history books takes and turns everything. You have to study history to know what is really going on. And I don't mean just study it from one place. Research. Find out what's going on. Learn the truth. And then this whole total race war that is being started, the mainstream dinosaur media is pushing for it. They get all their marching orders from the higher-ups who want to divide this country, who wants to make sure that the races cannot get along. Where I work at, this is what the good part is. We have people at work that know what is going on, whites, blacks, Hispanics. We've already made a stand. We're not buying this mainstream media racist war. one of my good friends at work, we call him Ziggy. Ziggy Marley, because he looks like Bob Marley's son, Ziggy. Me and him was talking yesterday. He asked me what my opinion on what was going on in South Carolina with the shootings and the argument over the Confederate flag. And I told him, I said, well, I think it's unfair. I told him about the rebel flag, Confederate flag. It was a battle flag, not a national flag. And this, our government was trying to divide the races. He stood there and listened. And you know what he said? He goes, you are exactly right. I want to see what your opinion was, because I have the same one. Ziggy is from New Jersey. He sees what's going on. He knows what it is. And mainstream media wants to try to separate the races. Why do you think Martin Luther King was killed? It wasn't because white supremacists. It was because he was trying to bring together the races. He was trying to have the black and whites live together without fussing and fighting. Our media tries to push this race war. We need to wake up and see what is going on. And it's something I saw just a few minutes ago. One of my friends that's listening to the show texted me, and I thought I'd heard something about it, but couldn't. But TV Land has now removed the show Dukes of Hazzard because of the Confederate flag on the General Lee, the Dodge Charger. They have removed the show. If that ain't a sign of media pressure, mainstream media, and racism in America, them removing that show from TV, then I don't know what is. But we're running low on time here, folks. We got 2 minutes left in the show. I want to end this show, my first show back. Honestly, I hadn't planned to go so deep into my first show. But as more and more I thought about it over the week leading up to this show, I decided that I'm going to go back in. I'll go all in, as the poker term says. I'm going to go all in and say, what the crap. I'm going to go in full-fledged. As one of my friends that is no longer with us told me, the reason why they come after you before was because your show started getting popular and people was listening. They were scared. Well, you know what? They better be scared now, because I'm coming. I'm going to help. I'm going to be one of the several people that is going to help bring knowledge to the people and give the people the truth. I'm going to give you the truth. What you do with it is yours. But I hope you take it and run with it and stand up for what is right. Stand up for the Constitution. But remember, the most things important in life is first your God. It's God, family, and friends. You need them. Find your religion. Find God. Have your family and friends to support. Your family and friends is your everything. I have two families, my immediate family, and then my family of friends, my closest circle that stay with me. We'll see you next week, next Saturday, July the 12th, at 12 noon. This is Shane Lacroix. God bless.